Blog Talk Radio.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you never know. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain, when you're up on the mountain, the talk comes so easy. When life's at its best, now it's down in the valley. Trials and temptations, that's where you'll face.
When things go wrong, He'll make them
Hello, good afternoon. This is Nathan from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming to you live. I've been informed that we're supposed to have another guest coming on tonight, but they have not appeared yet. Dr. Maturo apparently is out of town or can't be reached at this particular time. And another pastor going to be coming on tonight, but so far I do not see him. We're going to go ahead and continue with the show for a little while. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of things that's going on in Orangeburg. Well, right now we are coming down on the heavy rain, and it feels like ice out there. So our 60 and 70 days, like, it's going to be bad tomorrow for us or later tonight. We're going to have a freeze coming in. But nevertheless, God is still good. We had an excellent show Wednesday night. A lot of people was attending, and all of our shows is real excellent. If you have attend some of the other shows that comes on Wednesday night at 9, and then a show comes on Tuesday night, the young lady out of Ohio, speaking about some of the products that she have available on for energy. I mean, to reduce the radiation in your phone and in your house. It's a very good show. We also have a show on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. A young man out of Ridgeland, South Carolina. So right now we are really having a ball on Blog Talk Radio, Nathan on the Spot. Yeah, almost cools out every night. And on Thursday night, we have Sound Doctrines out of California. So we are hitting, all the cities within 200 or 300 miles of each other. And they comes out of California. And on the third weekend on Sound Docs, we got Sister Joanne out of Florida. Yes, and I haven't heard from Sister Joanne to find out, because she didn't make it in last session that we had on her. But we are praying that everything is fine with her. She has an awesome prison ministry down there in Florida that she does, and I know it takes up a lot of time, and she was having some work that she was doing with the church and in the community, too. So I understand how you can get busy and get distracted from what you're doing here. But nevertheless, I don't see Brother Ray as for the moment. I'm going to try to go ahead and give him a phone call if I can find his number. And while I'm doing that, let's hear a song. How about that? And set the mood for the rest of the afternoon. If he's not here, we won't be here long tonight. We'll just say a prayer and open up the lines where we won't have no distraction and everything, and find everybody being well. Father in heaven, right now as we come before you, Lord God, we ask you to concentrate these lines tonight, that whatever's going on tonight, Lord, let it be corrected, Lord God. Open up these airways. Let's bring harmony and love and peace into the atmosphere through this program tonight. And right now, Lord, we appreciate you. We love you. We're going to see if we can get in contact with Brother Ray, see if we can get him on in the next few months. In the meanwhile, let's listen to this song. I haven't played this in a while, and I think it might go along with what's going on in the atmosphere right now. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and a few minutes we'll be back on the air. Listen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
come. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, fancy.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Nathan on the spot out of Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming to you live tonight. Usually Dr. Matura usually be here with Sound Doctrine out of California, but he's not here tonight, and I'm stepping in trying to see if he can get his replacement on the line. But I know the weather's bad in a lot of places, and it's hard to get on here sometime, and I can understand that. And sometimes people have other things that pops up that they got to take care of. But we got to go on. We got to go on. Did you hear that song? Oh, the chains being broken. Things that's going on in people's life right now. It's a lot. I was up at the hospital. I do volunteer pastoral care at the hospital in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And I was up there on Friday afternoon visiting my patients for the night. And people are really sick, you know. And there's a lot of sickness going on. There's a lot of pneumonia going around with the changes of the weather and everything. And I was up there again today. A young lady had an operation and found to see that she's in ICU. But she's coming along pretty good also. Another young man that was up there that was feeling kind of under the weather. I called him my uncle. I went to see him 3 or 4 times last week. He went home Friday. So thank God is still moving in people's lives. He's still doing things for them. And our hospitals right now is full of people that really need someone to just stop by and give them a smile or just say something to them. You'll be surprised how much that helps you while you are in the hospital. you know, being taken care of. Because the nurses have a real hard job. They cannot stay in the room with the patient long. In fact, their job is not to stay in there and talk with the patient. Their job is to come in and find out what's the need of the patient and provide that need, then they have to go and take care of someone else. So God do need someone to go up to the hospitals and see about the sick. You know, I think it's in James. He said that the elders of the church should go up and pray for the people that's in the hospital and try to meet their needs and then anoint them with the oil. And then they should about be healed. So we got a job to do. And I don't mean to go into lecture tonight, but we do have a job to do. Our hospital is in great need. Now, I know if Orangeburg Hospital like this, I know hospital in California, Florida, and all the surrounding states is in need of people to go up and visit with the people that's laying in the bed. Don't let it pass you and take it very lightly because, you know, one day, I'm not saying this, but one day you might be there. And I mean, oh, you meet some of the nicest people there. I mean, I walk in the rooms and the elderly ladies being there. You know, I call elderly 80 and 90-year-old young ladies. And they say, no, we need to pray for you because you got a hard job. And, you know, that lifts you up. And you're going to pray for someone, and they're going to pray for you. And they say, you need it more than I do. Because it's not easy going to the hospital and walking into a room and trying to meet the needs and understand what the people and listen at them. It's not an easy job. But God do need some of us to go up there and do it. So if it laid on your heart this night and you're hearing this show, take heed and go and see if you can do these things. Oh, I got a caller that came in. I'm going to see what they have to say. Do you have any information for me about Brother Ray or who's coming online?
Nathan. Nathan, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cancel. Apparently, there was a misunderstanding between Peter, who's stuck in traffic, and Ray. I heard what you're talking about, and once a month I do go to the VA hospital, and just to spend time with those patients makes a big difference. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for all you do, Nathan, and I'll leave it in your hands, and God bless you, and hopefully we'll be able to be on the radio with you next
week. So we're still on the radio now. We ain't canceling. I think this information that's been, and by you coming on and saying that you go to the VA hospital and spend time, that's confirmation. And and God gonna move on someone's heart to hear this show for them to go up there and do the same thing. That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. Did you hear from Sister Joanne?
No, I haven't heard from her, and neither has Peter. I'm gonna try and follow up with maybe an email. Maybe she's on the road. I know she's got her ministry that she takes care of.
Yes. I was just a little concerned. That's all.
Yes.
But thank God for you. Thank God for you. Tell everybody I say hello. Tell them I still love them a lot and hope to we'll be back next Thursday night and they can hear the sound doctrine voice of Dr. Peter Mature. Okay, y'all going to be coming up again on the 3rd now, so I'm looking forward to the women coming on and doing their show on the 3rd week this month.
That's right. We'll be there.
Okay, isn't that great? Okay, we're going to have one more song, and after this song, I'm going to come back, and we're going to close out for the night. And
right.
God bless you, sister. Tell everybody I say hello. And like I said, Lily, we're coming on a storm tonight, ice storm. Look, you're going to hit us. Ice. I mean, the water out there feel like ice. I mean, it just turned around from 6 to 7. Today night is, the temperature done dropped, but it's just 9 o'clock. So we're looking for a good hit tonight. So, but I'm going to play one more song, and I'll be back, and we'll close out for the night. Listen at this song. I just love this song to death.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm.
Yes.
My heart's testing with your lightness. Let me
I hear it. I just can't get enough of it. And I hope tonight that something we have said or something we have done will touch your heart, that it will draw you near to Jesus Christ, our first love. Isn't it good to know that God was our He loved us when we didn't even love ourselves. God, my God, what a mighty God we serve. But we got to go on. We got to be back next week with Sound Doctrine on Thursday night. We're also going to be back Sunday night with Dr. Dupree out of Richland, South Carolina. On Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, we're going to be with Dr. A out of Ohio. She's coming on to let us know about energy and how electricity is affecting our bodies and the seizures that, and I hear these stories about these young ladies having these seizures and our batteries now is stopping them from having seizures. It just, you got to hear the story about Angels and her daughter, how this young lady was having 300 seizures a day. And after she got our flat battery and now she's wearing it. She's almost an A student now. She never could go to school a whole week. Now she's going a whole month. She's just outrageous. I mean, now she's an A student. She's doing excellent. This young lady has really turned her life around with this flat battery. I wear the flat battery all the time. You talking about sleeping good in the night? Oh, my goodness. But don't put it on the bottom of your foot. Boy, that thing really goes into your body and really relax you and open up some stuff in your body that you never thought that was there, really, I tell you. I mean, it has really helped my sleep pattern. And we got to take note, the electricity that we have coming in our body, these smart meters really affecting our children, is affecting us. And nobody's spreading the word, but we are spreading the word on Tuesday night. So join us Tuesday night with Dr. A on CJ's Talk Radio Show. Oh, then, like I said, and then we coming up Wednesday night, we got Pastor Brown. He's back. Oh, man, awesome show Wednesday night. He just laid it on the line. And we got people calling in from Hawaii. Ah, wow. I mean, I'm talking to this lady from Hawaii. She just said, I never heard nobody preaching the word like that before. So we're having a good time on Wednesday night on Bible study. And then on Thursday night, we'll be back here with Dr. Matura and all the people out of California and his church family. And we're looking forward to that. So we're going to say good night. God bless you so much. I pray that your week go along lovely. I pray that you have peace and love in your heart. Go out tomorrow and just say hello to somebody. Just, you ain't got to tell them you love them. Just smile, and I think they'll understand that, you know, you got some love in your heart for them. And that's what it's all about. That's all God asking us to do, to treat one another like brothers and sisters. And I pray this day that, man, when I heard about the tragedy that happened the other day with the two brothers. But, you know, and I look at it, I said, God, why would a brother shoot another brother in the pulpit? And then he said, well, Cain killed Abram. See, when you ask God a question, then he give you the answer. What can you say? But thank God for wisdom and understanding. So we need prayer. We need people to understand that we need to turn back to our first love, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's what I'm praying for tonight, that every heart be met, that if you're going through something and you feel so hard, turn it over to God. Just take it to the altar. Just get in your closet or in your bathroom and close the door. God, help me to get through this. Don't let me have a mindset to go out and cause harm to nobody. And on that note, I'm going to say good night. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, and you know I love you. And Nathan will put you on the spot. Thank you, and good night. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. All for me and you. Power.
He's alive this every time. For he's coming back to reign upon his throne. Listen to the master call.
Yes, he forgive you.
In Jesus Christ, you can be free and live with him eternally. Your Lord and Savior, he will be. If you would just believe, he died on Calvary.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.